I think yoga is the practice of paying attention. On this podcast, Yoga Strong, we talk about what paying attention on the mat, what being aware and being present, whether you're in the studio or out of the studio, or in the kitchen, or with your family, or with your friends, in connection, in your heart, in your head. What does paying attention look like for your life? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what Yoga Strong is about. It's not just strong in your muscles and strong in your movement on the mat. It's strong everywhere. This is Yoga Strong with your host, Bonnie Weeks. Hello. I am stoked to be back here with you. And today I'm going to answer a response or a question that I got after somebody here, you're listening perhaps, messaged me and said, "Hey, I've been listening to your podcast and all of the things that you're doing, all fantastic, but I'm just curious, what is the yin to your yang?" So today, this is what I'm talking about. What is the yin to my yang? And I think, first of all, I have to like come up with our definition here so that we're talking about the same thing of yin and yang in our experience of this conversation. I think increasingly I have found the importance of really defining the words that we're using because sometimes they have different meanings to us. So let's define yin and yang and how that lands for me. Thank you for the question. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here for this kind of conversation. And again, I'm putting this out there. Like, if you have other conversations that you want to hear from me, I'm going to have some guests coming up recently, or not recently, some guests coming up soon on Yoga Strong here on the podcast. So, you know, between those and my own personal experience, if you have questions, send me a message. Then it gets to turn into something like this. So what is the yin to my yang? When I define these and when I think about these things, then it's important to me to define these. So if I think of yin, yin is the receiving end of things, where yang is the giving end of things, where yin is a slower presence, and yang is a more active thing, something that is perhaps a little bit more in control, in charge. And when I think of these for myself, I think of, if I were to personalize this and say, when I'm standing up and leading a yoga room, so it's a very tangible sort of experience. If I'm standing up in front of the room and I'm the teacher, this is yang energy. This is where I am saying, here's a container. I have created this space. I've created and choreographed this class. I'm going to lead you with my voice, and you just get to show up. You don't have to do anything. And this is the gift of a class. And I think the gift of yoga is where you don't have to even think about it. You're just going to be told what to do. And you have some choice in that, of course, but you get to just choose that and be like, oh, what would feel good? And you're really led by this sense of feeling. So then if I'm going to flip that and say yin energy is then put me in a class. There also can be where I am the receiver, right? But if I were to look specifically at different types of yoga classes, some of them are asking me to be more active than more in receiving mode. And I think there's a little bit of a gray area in that because being led at all is a yin energy. Is yin energy also, if you're going to lay around and have a restorative class where you're like going to lay in a twisted, you know, side laying position for like 5 minutes, yes. Is it also yin energy to be led through some delicious flow where you just get to feel the way your breath and your body meld together? Yes. So there can be some variation on what that looks like. So that's like a yoga example. And I am somebody who has infinite ideas, truly. And I remember years ago thinking that if I showed up on Instagram and I shared the things that I was thinking, that perhaps I would run out of words to say, and perhaps I'd run out of ideas to talk about. And I just want to let y'all know And I have been on Instagram now for 9 years, showing up almost daily for 9 years. And I have not run out of anything to say. And in fact, I'm more so, I have a list of things that I would like to say and like to share more of. And it has become a place of immense transformation in a way, and a personal journal in some ways of my own journey, my own business journey, my personal journey. And that's really lovely. That's really lovely. And so in my ability to constantly have ideas that I'm excited about and to share those, that is a lot of creation energy. Now, I have to get a little bit nerdy here for a second and then dive into what's the yin to my yang and really dive into my yang, because I am somebody who shows up in the world with a lot of yang. I have a lot of ideas and I am excited to bring them to life. And I want to go to human design. A year ago, I was introduced to human design. And that uses several different systems put together for human design. There are a lot of ways to think about personality sort of tests out there, and human design is one of them. And I know I've talked here on Yoga Strong about human design. I've had some podcasts in the past with Rocky about Rocky Heron, who offers readings and guidance through human design. So those are here as well. But in this past year of really learning about my own human design, and truly not just, you know, like it doesn't land for me unless there's a part of my thinking brain that can make sense of it. And if it's too much feeling and not enough thinking, I can't hold it. Like that's not how I work. It needs to have this both things, this yin and this yang, right? It needs to have like this logical piece and also a feeling piece. And human design landed in both of those for me, where it goes off of your birthplace and time, but it's not just horoscope land. And having somebody to guide me through it and kind of reflect to me some things, because I only have the words in my own head. So to have somebody else who has words around a certain type of learning, the language that they use becomes more language for that's available to me. And I think of that for a lot of different personality things. And I've done Strength Finders since then. And I really appreciate Strength Finders as well, and the way it works with human design. You find your top 5 strengths. I have to pay to get all of them in order, which is interesting to me. I'm going to do that too. But the way that that reflects actually human design. So again, you can search human design. You can put in information. You don't have to give your email. So if there's a site that is giving your email, you don't even have to do that. If you go to like myhumandesign.com, you can find it out for free. It's a lot of information though, but you can Google all the different parts. I have a lot more I could say on that, but right now I just want to say that my profile in human design is a 2-4. And as somebody who has expressed a lot of skepticism about horoscopes, and you know, I'm a Virgo, there's definitely some Virgo aspects of me that perhaps are listed under a Virgo, and there's some things that are not. You know, I think I've just always been like, maybe, maybe not. But then to have this land has been interesting already for me to challenge myself. Or sometimes we think like, okay, this is the way I think. I don't think this. I don't allow this. Or, you know, we might like put boxes around ourselves. And so perhaps nobody is boxing us in, and maybe we're boxing in ourselves. And when I learned more about human design, it was like I unboxed myself. And I allowed myself to really listen and learn about the different aspects of my chart, and then allowed myself to reflect on them and said, ooh, how can I learn from that and use that to my benefit? And one of those things was my profile of 2-4. So 2, considered a hermit. You do not have to know human design for this conversation, right? 2 is a hermit, and 4 is like hermit, be alone, do the things yourself, like kind of like your own genius, do the stuff, right? And a 4 is community driven, being with the people, people being inspiring to you, you reflecting back to the people. So I 100% resonate with this. When this information was given to me, I'm like, absolutely. Where I love having my own alone time. I love being by myself. I have all the ideas and having the space to go with where I want to go and be able to follow ideas down rabbit holes has helped me get to this place. It's also helped me get to this place because I have had people and systems where I was like, okay, I have to do this these certain days, because also, you know, without any structure, then we're just puddling, right? We have to have form so we can flow. So form and flow is a piece of all this yin yang, right? We have to have a little bit of both. So I can't just like float freely, but I need that time to float freely. I need to have that part of my structure of, where do I want to go? What do I want to think about here? And having open space for me to do that has helped me get to this place. So I'm definitely not having 100% like structured schedule. However, some structure has been good, because in that hermit land, in that land where I'm like, I just need alone time. I love having alone time. It fuels me. It helps me feel like I am home in myself. And that is held at the same time that I want people. And that when I communicate with other people, when I make time to connect and just grab coffee or go to lunch or go to somebody's class or have a FaceTime or a phone conversation, that fuels me in really important ways. And having a variety of people that I learn from and also that I give to. It's part of the reason I love teaching classes. I work so much online and offer so much mentorship and work with teachers online. Like, that's really what I'm doing and love it. Love it so much. And you know, this next year, I'm going to be offering retreats. We're coming back to retreat land after all the COVID things. So we're coming back to retreat land on top of flow school and mentorship that is not necessary for yoga teachers. So all of those things, but it really helps me to be in person and teach yoga, just to have community to connect with, where I get an opportunity to just show up and give and build relationships and be in community. And it can be hard as a parent, I think, because even though my kids are not like 4-year-olds, even though my kids are 17, 15, and 12 at this moment, and can drive, one of them can drive right now, then sure, there's ways that I don't need to show up for them, but there's other ways where I feel like I need to show up for them more right now. And it's a lot of work as a parent. So just shout out if you're a parent and trying to figure out how you fit in with this. I get it. And building community and having other people to riff off ideas on, to be like, lean into a space, to have the conversation, to be real, is so important, and it can be tricky to schedule out. And it's so important. Have I said that enough time? It's so important. Specifically for me, and perhaps for you, and friendships as adults can take time. So I kind of straddle this line of saying, please just leave me alone. Let me be with my own head. Let me be all my weird. Let me be in my house all by myself and have like a whole cry session in the kitchen, or then let me go work out naked in the garage. 100% I do these things. Or let's go make naked pictures by myself, or that's a bunch of naked things, but I'm into that. And like, or go and decide I want to go somewhere and there's nobody else to check in with and it's just me. And the freedom of that and the ease of that, like, I need that on top of like the creative space to explore where I want to really go. And then like the foreside of being like, oh, this community, like, oh, please put me in community space. Like, let me like lean into that. And where maybe I'm like, oh, maybe I'll stay by myself. But also the force sometimes like, no, Bonnie, go out, go be with the people. So I introduced this as a bunch of words for saying 2-4 profile, and the way that those things play off each other for me. And even for this podcast, I'm here by myself making it, and you are community with me here. And so your reaction to it, your sharing the podcast, your response to me, if you liked something or didn't like something or want something, all that is really meaningful to me because it informs how I can show up as a creator in that solo space so I can be in community space. You get it? Like it's this hand in hand thing. So with that, this makes so much sense to me to talk about within yin and yang, opposites. And, you know, even when I talk to yoga teachers and I talk about sequencing, I talk about form and flow, I talk about foundation and freedom, right? A river can't exist without the walls that hold it in. So the walls that are holding it in that help create the shape for the river to go in, that's your yang. That's the container. That's the space that's like, okay, here's the structure of the thing. And now everything else can flow and just move where it's going to move. And it gets to fill up that bowl. And that's just a really lovely image to me. So with all these things, I was on a walk recently, and a walk to me is part of my yin in a way that I have nothing to produce. And I'm not going on a walk for exercise. I'm not going on a walk to count calories. I'm just going on a walk to look at the trees. And sometimes when I'm on a walk an evening this past week and a half, I could lay down in the middle of the street. And it was evening and there wasn't a lot of cars. Well, there was no cars at that point, so I was like, get run over. But I lay down in the middle of the street and just looked up at the sky and at the trees. And I just breathed. And it was exactly what I needed. So my walks are a time for me to be in awe that I get to belong to this world. And it gets to be a meditative time for me to think. And recently I was on a walk and thinking through a couple things. And the phrase that came to mind was, quote, "My work is to receive," end quote. And I thought that was really interesting. My work is to receive. And I was specifically thinking about my lover and how my lover and I are interacting. And as of this month, 4 years ago, my ex moved out. And there's other stories here on Yoga Strong, and there's all personal stories that like some are intermixed in here, and I'm definitely more than happy to like share the things like I'm here to share. And I have a lover now, and I was thinking about him and thinking about the ways that, you know, as I run my own business, as I decide my work schedule, as I have my kids who demand different things of me, and the amount of yang energy I show up in to hold it all together, to hold my house together, to pay the water bill, figure out what dinner is going to be, all of that as yang energy. And the amount of women, I think in particular, or people who were born or assigned female at birth, who are paving their own way and perhaps not doing it with anybody else and wanting to do that, wanting to like own that themselves. And I so get that. So I've been thinking about this yin and yang. And so on this walk, and I was thinking about how my work is to receive, and in particular with my lover. And I came home and I eventually told him that, and we had some other conversation. And I think in general, that is my work. My work is to receive. And those ways that I give myself permission to receive, and it's part of why time blocking my schedule has been really helpful to say, oh, I don't need to think about the podcast. I don't need to think about podcasting until it's podcast day. And so then all the other time I have space to not be doing that thing. And there's a specific time for that so that it allows some freedom to move in some of the other space and time. So it lets me have space to receive. So I am 100% in for like young energy. Let's lead it. Let's do the fucking things. I'm ready to own all of it. Like, hell yes. I'm a hell yes here. I'm here to show up and we're just getting started. And I know that I cannot keep going if I only exist in this energy. So thinking about how the structure of our schedule, how the structure of our weeks, how the structure of our days goes, and how that shifts. And every other week I have my kids. And those two different weeks, weeks on with them and weeks off with them, like, are very different weeks in my capacity to show up for others or for myself or the structure of my days. They're very different. But I know that I cannot keep going with the work that I do unless I also tap into that yin, and my work is to receive. Can I sit there and receive and let my lover like put his mouth over my body? Yes, I can. And sometimes like that might feel trickier, right? But my work is to receive. How can you show up is the question without feeling the need or being demanded of the need, or being demanded, not demanded of the need, being demanded to give. And where is it that it's demand free? I think that's where yin exists. And sometimes we give ourselves the demands. I have found that especially with if I use cannabis. And it is much better than when I first started using cannabis and having grown up Mormon and leaving the church still single digit years ago, so not very long. Any use of any substance has just come in these last several years. And it was definitely a piece of my own journey of using cannabis where I knew that if I were to use that I would not be able to show up and work. I wouldn't be able to send emails. I wouldn't be able to post on Instagram. I wouldn't be able to create anything. I would just have to be in my body and be with myself and be with the people in the room, and I wouldn't have to produce anything. And as a 100% honest truth, it was really hard. It was really hard those first several times. And I had to kind of talk to myself through it and say, Bonnie, it's okay. You're going to be high and nothing else has to get done. So it's okay to just let yourself be here. And as somebody who is, you know, being the owner of the home and doing the kids and running the business, there's a lot of things to hold. And so giving myself permission to set it down and finding those pockets of time is really important. And also I very much recognize in myself where that has been work to receive that kind of ease. So I don't want to just get high and have that be the time where I'm forcing myself to set things down. Can that be a tool? Sure. Absolutely. I don't want it to be something that has to happen though. So I want to share a couple things with you that I have thought of as my yin to my yang, because yang again, doing all the things, holding all the spaces, creating all of those, all of the things in the world that I want to, right? So walking is part of my yin. I sometimes will paint circles. So any painting, I'm not there to do it for anything but me right now. Like, it just feels fun. Meditation. Meditation has helped me build a home in myself. So many things have helped me, but I truly think that is a big one, where whether I'm walking and meditating can be me solo or listening to a meditation, and or I'll sit in this very place that I'm doing my podcast. I will sit, have a certain direction I face, and I have my giant monstera plant here, and I will meditate. So that sometimes I will do card pulls, and I have an animal spirit deck. I recently got another new deck made by Mike Wilcox, and I like to have the readings as an opportunity to reflect. One of the other things that I really enjoy is listening to fiction. This has definitely jumped up in the past year and a half. And I read so much as a kid. I read so much as a kid, like the whole Nancy Drew series. I would go to my grandma's house for a weekend and bring like 7 books and come home from grandma's house and have read all of them. So reading and writing has been part of my life for literally as long as I can remember. But I think going to school and then having little kids, like I really didn't read very much. And so now I mostly listen to books. I read as well. Like I'll get a physical copy of some books and then I'll listen to a lot of books. But that is one of the things, and I really do consider it a yin practice. And sometimes if I'm solo, I will just turn the book on. I'll just lay on the couch and get some snacks and be by myself and just listen to a book out loud, or I've worked out and listened, you know, like, so the book can just like exist and I can do other things, or I'll just like lay there and listen too. So it gets to be a variety of things, but I think of it as a yin practice because, again, I'm not trying to create anything. Like I just get to receive. And most of the time I'm going to put this out there. This is not a book of like how to build a business, which I also like those books, all the how-to books and the self-help books, memoirs. Well, sometimes memoirs fall in this category, some don't, but like those books are great. I'm talking about fiction with awesome sex scenes in it. I'm talking about some science, some like sci-fi, some fantasy. Those are the things I'm talking about. Give me some good sex. Give me some like some great storyline and I'm there. So that's what I'm talking about as my yin of fiction and of listening to books. It's that. So I have some good recommendations for that. Another way that I think of yin for me is receiving massages. And money is a whole different conversation, but how easy is it for us, many of us, to be like, okay, you know, we're at the grocery store and different things need to be purchased and we're like, okay, yes. And then perhaps we have some spontaneous purchases at the grocery store, or like we have things that are very easy to say yes to spend on ourselves, and things that are less tactile are often harder to spend on ourselves. And one of the things that I found, I would really say since February of this year, was how important actually massage is for me in particular, because of the amount of production that I do, the amount of space holding and yang energy I put out. Massage is extra important to me to 100% receive. Like, I think in a lovership, you're like, okay, good, go ahead and eat me. But then am I gonna like need to reciprocate? Like, we need to have this conversation. Where you go to a massage, you're literally just going to lay there and other people are going to make your body feel great. I hope that's how you're walking on a massage, so you're feeling great. And so that has been a really powerful tool that I feel like I really have been able to name this year. And if I start to feel an imbalance, like I need to go get a massage, I need to give up all the holding for a minute, drive myself in, go to my favorite Peeps, Body Ritual in Portland is my favorite. Go get a massage from Liss or Val, or do the Four Palms massage where both of them massage you at the same time. I've done that. I highly recommend it. So literally putting my body in other people's hands, that's important. That is yin to me. Sex can be yin. I write poetry, that can be yin. Letting myself sleep in and not get up, or take a 20-minute nap in the middle of the day. And sometimes the nap can be, I don't know, I know I've talked to people who are more frustrated if they can't go to sleep. So I have given myself permission to not have to go to sleep. I'm like, all I have to do is be horizontal. Because how good does it feel to go to yoga and you don't fall asleep, but you're laying down, you're wiggling in different slow sort of ways. You feel great. So what if you just give yourself permission to be horizontal for 20 minutes? And I literally will tell my brain, Bonnie, doesn't matter if you go to sleep or not, you're just going to lay here and rest. And I give myself permission to do that. And so often I most often will just fall asleep. And it will be for a short time, but there's no pressure. And I allow myself to acknowledge that amount of time that I just let myself lay there is significant and is doing something. One other thing that in some ways could be considered yang, depending, I guess, on the situation or the person, is that I think it's really important to meet up with other people and friends. But this can go back to my like need for community, and this might not, you know, land for all of us. But I think sometimes that putting myself out in situations where I'm like, hey, let's meet up or let's say hi, when I'm not trying to do anything, and it's not anything in regards to like business or creating something, it's just for the fun of it. And if I get to meet up with a friend and we just get to be there together, and I've had enough alone time that that together time feels fueling, then that can be a yin sort of experience for me as well. Because then sometimes that can fuel me to like jump back into doing the things that, you know, I'm creating or organizing, et cetera. So those are a couple ideas. Yin to my yang. And I guess my prompt to you now is, what is the yin to your yang? And how do you define that in very specific ways? Because, you know, you could Google what is yin and Google what is yang and come up with, you know, a definition given by some dictionary people. But I want you to make this personal. Where does yang energy show up for you right now? Where are the places that you're holding containers, you're building structure, you're in control, and you are initiating things? And there's a lot of activity in that, in those spaces. So where is that for you? And then where is that yin energy for you? Where is that energy where you don't have to create anything? You just get to show up and you just get to receive. You get to be in the flow of a thing. And I think that's why I have loved flow yoga, and where teaching is definitely a yang experience, but yin for me for yoga is when I'm in that flow and I'm like, oh, where does my body want to go? Where does my body want to go? And allowing myself to just drop in. If we think like there's a whole study on flow and what it's like to feel in flow, that's like, that could show up in yang as well. But I think there's a yinness to that. And, you know, ultimately they wrap around each other, right? But where does yin show up for you? What are those more still and receiving and practices that might support then that yang? Where is that groundedness of the yin meeting that energy of the yang for you? And maybe this sort of reflection will give you some ahas into what you want to cultivate more of. Maybe you're like, wow, I'm like all yin right now. And what do I want to create in the world? And what can I allow my yin to support me in this creation process? Like, let's get going. You might find that. And you might find, oh my gosh, I'm holding all of the things. What can I set down? And maybe you'll find that you got to name for yourself some yin things. What's the yin to your yang so that you don't burn out the yang? It's got to have both of these things. And sometimes the shedding of one that allows the other to emerge, and then vice versa, and vice versa, and vice versa. And the symbol of the snake has actually been showing up a lot in my classes as I have everybody pull an animal spirit card. And a snake has been almost in every single one of them recently. And in a deck of a lot of cards where I haven't even pulled all the cards, like that's interesting and been a good source of conversation, because the snake sheds to grow and to move into another form. And even as it sheds, it has to shed the skin off of its eyes and it cannot see. And I love that, because even then in that place, and it has to do it, even then in that place, once it is shed, then it is something else. And it has to keep moving forward. You can't stop in the middle of that. Otherwise, you're blind. You have to keep moving through it as you shed that in order to find like this bigger version of yourself and whatever the hell bigger means. And I think that analogy is so beautiful. And in our own discovery of what is yin and what is yang for us, and even for myself. And I loved this prompt. So thank you again for listening and for giving this to me. But even in this prompt of this season where I'm currently living is fall and the shedding of things, which then makes space for something else, is really powerful. So if you feel called, maybe create this as your own prompt, maybe your own journal prompt. What are these two things? Where is it that you need more of? And how can you name them in some more concrete ways that are specific to your life, which might look very different than what I have named for my life, which is great because it would be really boring if it looked exactly the same as everybody else. So make it your weird, right? Oh, if you have been loving this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you just leave a comment, like leave whatever service that you are listening on, listen on iTunes, listen on Spotify, there's a ton of others. If you leave like even a star rating or a comment, like I would super appreciate it as I continue to play with this, like, okay, how do I support my community? How do I show up as in my alone time to create, and hearing your responses and your reviews and the way that you share the podcast with other people when it's meaningful to you is so impactful to me. So just hand to heart. Thank you for showing up here. I know that you're listening, and even though I'm creating this for you in the future, that we are connected here in this moment. So have a fantastic day, and we'll do this again soon.